This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial will begin Tuesday in the U.S. Senate. On the Sunday morning talk shows, the Democrats and Republicans faced off on the issue. On ABC this week, Alan Dershowitz, one of President Trump's lawyers, says the two articles of impeachment the Senate will take up are not impeachable according to the Constitution.
You have a lot of evidence, disputed evidence, could go both ways, but the vote was to impeach on abuse of power, which is not within the constitutional criteria for impeachment, and obstruction of Congress.
On the same program, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, the impeachment manager, says since President Trump's legal team can't argue the facts, they'll try to approve abuse of power if proven is not an impeachable offense.
You have to rely on argument that even if he abused his office in this horrendous way, that it's not impeachable. You had to go so far out of the mainstream to find someone to make that argument. You had to leave the realm of constitutional law scholars and go to criminal defense lawyers.
Mr. Trump is only the third U.S. president to face an impeachment trial. Afghan officials say the Taliban executed six members of the same family in the country's north. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The killings, which took place in a remote village in the country's north, include an infant girl. The insurgent group has denied any involvement, saying the attack on Saturday was triggered by a personal dispute. However, local officials say the family was accused by the Taliban of working in prostitution and that the group had first sentenced them to death for immoral acts, then stormed the house and opened fire. The infant girl's mother and twin sister survived, but both of the child's legs had to be amputated. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A senior American diplomat is beginning a four-day official visit to Pakistan Sunday and warming bilateral relations. This is VOA News. Leaders from 12 countries are meeting in Germany today in hopes of laying a foundation for a lasting ceasefire between Libya's rival governments. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson describes the conflict as a proxy war.
You've got a proxy conflict basically being driven by outside forces, whether it's Russia and Egypt and others on one side, Turkey and others on the other side. We want to have a UN-led peace process and stop this jockeying for position. The people of Libya have suffered enough. It's time for the country to move forward.
One of the hopes of the summit is to curb continued foreign interference in the conflict. The bodies of the 11 Ukrainians who died when an Iranian missile shot down a passenger plane have arrived in Ukraine for a farewell ceremony. They were among the 176 people killed in the January 8th catastrophe when a Ukrainian Airlines plane heading to Kyiv was brought down shortly after takeoff from Tehran. Meanwhile, the Iranian official leading the investigation appeared to backtrack Sunday on plans to send the flight recorders abroad for analysis a day after saying they would be sent to Kyiv. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, liftoff, center fire, aim high.
A SpaceX rocket launched and then intentionally exploded in the sky at a mock emergency landing to test a key abort system on an unmanned astronaut capsule. This is the company's final milestone test before flying NASA astronauts to the International Space Station in the near future. Forecasters are warning of severe storms in Australia's fire-hit state of Victoria. Recent heavy rains have dampened many of the country's bushfires, but also led to power cuts and road closures. Meanwhile, Reuters' Amer McCarthy reports tourists are beginning to return to the country.
Coming into dock, the first cruise ship returned to bushfire-ravaged Kangaroo Island in Australia on Sunday. Kangaroo Island is renowned for its wildlife, but the recent bushfires have burnt more than 200,000 hectares of land, putting several species at risk. For passengers, supporting the local economy is a top priority.
And we just want to come ashore to spend some money and to try and help the locals.
The Australian government also said on Sunday it will allocate more than $50 million to the country's lucrative tourism industry. Tourism accounts for more than 3% of the country's annual economic output.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The fires, which began in September, have claimed 28 lives. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.